Hey guys, Mubarak here. If you're at all interested in crypto trading, investing, and figuring out what are the best altcoins to invest in now, check out altcoinresearch.com. We just launched our new course that goes through the A to Z, regardless of your background or experience, and I know you guys are going to love it, so go check it out.
Hey guys, welcome to the In Penny Stock podcast. I'm your host, Mubarak Shah, CPA and founder of In Penny Stock. And on this show, I help people around the world take control of their finances, understand the markets, you know, regardless of your background experience, and help you get to a place where you don't have to worry about checking your bank account or ever living paycheck to paycheck again. Now, if you like the show, I'd love it if you can click subscribe so that way you get my new episodes automatically downloaded and sent to you as soon as they come out, so you can stay fresh on the hottest investment opportunities and education. And now finally, before we start today's show, if you're interested in learning more, please feel free to text the word stocks, S-T-O-C-K-S, to the number 44222 from your phone or wherever you are, and you'll automatically be subscribed to our email list where you'll get our free masterclass on how you can get started learning the market and taking control of your finances. All right, let's get into the show.
Just going live today again for the final time here at In Penny Stock, just waiting for people to come in and kind of get set up for this live today. This is going to be the final one for all the VIP members here at In Penny Stock. And the goal is going to be, I'm going to cover how to be a successful stock trader in 2020. All right. So just waiting for some people to pour in as we go on the final live again. We did this for about 2 weeks at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, and for the VIP members at InPennyStock.com, we're going to be continuing to do these types of lives, so that way you guys get one-on-one interaction from me. That's kind of the benefits of InPennyStock University. Is this is going to be earlier on in the day as well, so in the middle of the stock trading day, but you'll be able to have access to me, and we'll be kind of trading and showing live how I'm looking at the stock market, how we're analyzing stocks, and giving you guys the exact watch list, so you guys can kind of conquer the markets, all right? We have a whole video library of over 250 videos at In Penny Stock, but this is available for you guys to study with, and then we have all the live trainings and one-on-ones available there as well. So as always, you know, before we get into it, I want to let you guys know how you can reach me and my team. You can reach me at admin@inpennystock.com for any emails that you have, whether it's technical regarding the website, or in general, as a stock trader, we want to give you guys access to me and my support team. And then finally, we also have all of our social medias at In Penny Stock, you know, on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So pretty much anywhere you can reach us if you have any specific questions related to that. All right, so I want to get into the video now. What we're going to be covering is how to be a successful stock trader in 2020. So a good way to kind of culminate all of the lessons that we learned and the individual questions and strategies that we've taught over the last 2 weeks. But there's a couple set us, you know, trading laws almost that we teach at In Penny Stock that I want to cover here. All right. First of all, what you want to understand is that for a stock trader, you're aiming for slow and consistent income, right? You want steady profits. And every now and then you're going to get that one whale that's going to be able to get you 40, 50%, or even double your money. But you can still be a successful stock trader with the slow and steady method of locking in your profits at 10, 20% ratios, right? All right, the second thing that's important to know to be a successful stock trader is that you're never going to be 100% accurate. All right, you're going to have some losing trades. That's regardless of what type of trader you are. Some traders might get lucky and have more of an 80, 90% rate. But in general, you're never going to have that full 100% stock trading success. So I would recommend that you don't even aim for that, because what you're just trying to do is find your niche, find your trading strategy, and then try to implement that as a stock trader, all right? When you're refining your skills and your talents on that specific strategy, that's how you're going to succeed. That'll allow you to stay ahead of the curve. So what will happen is, if you're able to make sure you're not having those losses, then you're going to be able to stay in the game. And the way we do that is we set a maximum threshold for any stock of up to 10%. So what that means is that if you're trading stock and you buy in at a dollar, and then for some reason the stock trade is going against you, you know, you're hoping to go long and you're hoping to be able to go from being a the dollar to $1.30, right? You're thinking that you're implementing the double catalyst rule, which is you're looking for two catalysts, one on the technical side, that's usually the 52-week high, though there's also certain individual indicators you can look at. All right, so for example, I like to set my alerts at the 52-week high point, but if you're looking to day trade a volatile stock and you know that there's going to be some news or some volume action going on around that stock because of your research or it's being actively promoted on OTCmarkets.com, that's a good resource for you to be able to track pump and dumps. But in general, for those types of stocks, you can even look at shorter intervals. All right, you can do your technical analysis on the 1 hour, the 5 day, and the 1 month indicators, and utilize that as your general stock trading. Right, so it all depends on the time interval that you're looking to trade. Generally speaking, I look for trades that I'll be able to profit off of within the next few days, given the fact that right now I am also kind of doing a bunch of things, traveling around. We just opened up in Vegas, so you know there's a lot of different movements, so I'm not actively sitting in front of my screen 9 to 5 like I have in the past. But in this scenario, I'm looking for a little bit longer swing trades. So it all depends on what's going on in your certain style of trading. And that's what we teach at Penny Stock. There's a short-term day trading, there's a swing trading, there's a long-term investing, and all of them have their proper areas and proper place in your trading portfolio. All right? So the third key aspect that you have to keep in control, besides, you know, understanding that it's slow and steady, and making sure you cut your losses, is the preparation of your watch list. All right, that really is the key indicator of a successful stock trader, is their watch list and their maintenance of it. Okay, usually going into the trading day, you should have at least 5 to 7 stocks that you're actively looking at, that you feel that there's going to be some type of price action. All right, and we talk about these throughout the course, but what you want to look at is the indicators, right? You want to look at if it's breaking a 52-week high, if any earnings came out, right? There's not that many factors. Once you become a more active trader, you'll see that it's not crazy science or anything to be able to be a successful stock trader. You just need to understand that there's certain catalysts that activate the stock and that'll cause it to rise, and you're just waiting for those moments. So you have to be patient. And that's the final kind of key methodology I'd recommend for stock traders, right? At the very basics, you have to also make sure that you have your account set up. So, you know, a lot of people get hooked into stock trading. And if you're watching this, you know, even you might have been attracted to investing through apps like Robinhood. And even though that's a good, very accessible tool for most people, actually being a trader while utilizing Robinhood is a little difficult and not recommended, okay? Because Robinhood has a different sense of trading. Those are more for long-term investing or for people who just want to get involved. And I still recommend it because it's something that's ease of access, and trading is just something that you have to do and buy and sell a few stocks first, even if you do it very low just to test it out. And that type of exposure makes you more comfortable. Well, because you start to understand that the stock market constantly ebbs and flows. All right, you're going to constantly have gains and you're going to constantly have losses. And you have to just basically make sure that you adjust your portfolio and your trading style accordingly so you can end up ahead. All right, so that's kind of the key metrics that I would look out for in order to be a successful stock trader. What I'd like to do is go into just the final Q&A. Again, as we mentioned, this is going to be the final live available to the public. And then we're not going to be doing it Saturday or Sunday, but then from Monday onwards, it's only going to be available to the Penny Stock VIP members. So for you guys to access that, I highly recommend going to our website. We have an amazing sale going on right now where you can get 50% off any course by using the promo code NEWMEMBER50. So just putting that up there for you guys to be able to access. But I want to be able to answer the questions. So let's get into it again. The live chat is still on. So if you do have any questions, you can post it in the chat and we'll get to it. But what's the first question?
All right. So the first question is it wise to invest in the stock market when they are so high?
Okay. So yeah, that's a common question that we get nowadays, especially with traders that are sitting on the fence or people who finally have some income, finally have some savings, and they know that they should be investing, but they hear all around CNBC, Yahoo Finance, Wall Street Journal, all the top publications and media outlets are generally talking about how, you know, we're in the current longest bull run of American history and that everything is inflated right now. But you know what? They were saying the same thing 2 years ago as well. And so you've missed out on 2 years of potential appreciation in which the stock market has risen incredibly. And over time, especially if you're looking to do long-term trading, there's never a bad time to get started. Sure, the stock market might crash and there might be a short-term recession, but as long as the savings that you have set aside are still invested in the stock market, generally speaking, those stocks should bounce back up. Obviously, you should get out of any positions you have within whatever industry at the time caused the crash, right? So in 2008, it was all those financial services and banks that you probably wanted to be out of. But other than that, a lot of other stocks, especially today, are, you know, way higher, almost double what they were back in that crash. So if you just were able to hold over the long term, you can still benefit. So the key thing here is that if you're looking for long-term trading, I wouldn't be worried at all about trading right now. And in the short term, for penny stocks, the great thing is that they don't tend to follow the overall market, right? So as we've discussed before, when people are referring to the market, they're usually referring to the Dow 30 because that or the Dow Jones, right? That's generally speaking what they're referring to. And all that is that's just a collection of the 30 biggest companies in America and almost in the world, right? So that's referring to companies like Apple, Disney, Microsoft, Intel, IBM, you know, big companies like this. So penny stocks, or the stocks that we look at, the ones that we're trying to profit off of, aren't involved in that spectrum.
All right. And then we have another question, and that is, why do new traders lose money in the stock market?
Okay. So good question. So a lot of the times, people get burned in the stock market right off the bat. And generally speaking, then those people tend to get soured and recommend that other people don't trade as well. They try to keep other people away from the markets. But this is actually the worst advice you can get because, you know, just like anything else, it takes time to become skilled at. It takes time to understand how it works. And if you just dive in, you know, blindly without having prior experience and without having studied the markets and done some type of research, then you don't know how to profit, right? You don't know the strategies or the methodology for being a successful stock trader, then you're not going to understand what to do. So you have to understand certain trading strategies. You need to know what a pump and dump is. You need to first get acquainted with your trading system, all right? Whether it's E-Trade, which actually just recently, just side news, I believe on Thursday, so just yesterday, Morgan Stanley is buying E-Trade for $26 billion. So it's one of the largest acquisitions of these brokerage services and financial platforms ever. But for those people who are on E-Trade, what I recommend is that this is probably only going to make your services and your platform and execution speed even faster. So it's a good place to be. So for those guys who are looking for a trading platform to open on, at this time, I would highly recommend E-Trade. I'm not affiliated with them in any way, but given the fact that they were just offered, you know, that amount of money from Morgan Stanley to be able to be acquired, I feel like Morgan Stanley will be able to really increase and enhance the services and the features and technology that is backed by E-Trade. So basically just closing out on that initial, you know, why do new traders not do well is because they're just jumping into a blind. They usually hear some hot stock tip from a friend or from a relative, and they just think that they can blindly trade it. But once you start getting into the weeds and understanding the terminology, you know, watching some of our free videos here in Penny Stock, going through and doing some due diligence on articles or research resources online, then you'll start understanding how you can be a successful and profitable trader. All right. So hope you guys enjoyed that. This was relatively short, but it is Friday evening, so I wanted to just kind of jam-pack some key points for you guys to kind of reminisce over and understand really over the weekend. But yeah, we had these lives going on for 2 weeks. This is the last one for the public. And from Monday, what we're going to be doing is actual on-screen live trading during the day over at inpennystock.com. Hope you enjoyed that podcast. I know we went into a lot of detail. But if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me at admin@inpennystock.com. And feel free to comment, review, and subscribe. That way you'll get notified immediately when we drop the new podcast. And I'm focusing on dropping a new podcast every day. So on your commute to work, at the gym, whenever you're walking, or even just for a casual briefing on what's going on in the markets, you can definitely get an episode from here at In Penny Stock. And finally, always let me know about what topics you're interested in, either via the review or emailing me, and I'll make sure we deliver the content you're looking for. Thanks for your time.